Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was instrumental part of your world, and that's what we're doing this evening. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Casey this evening. Psychic Jethro is in the process of adding to his gifts. He finally decided to take the plunge, and he is getting his Reiki attunement. So he was attuned Reiki 1 last month, and I know today he was being attuned Reiki 2, and from having been through the process, it's just, you know, usually those are like all-day classes, and they take a lot out of you, so I'm here this evening, and it's like, we should get Jethro back in a new heightened vibrational form of energy, so that'll be really interesting to see him on Monday. Anyway, let's see, just a few announcements here. I always want to let you guys know what's kind of coming up for the week. There is Jethro and Janine on Monday, and then Tuesday we have Reverend. So they're at I should have known this before I come on, then I didn't, because I didn't look at the schedule. It's either 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock Eastern PM, Eastern Standard Time, because Janine does call in from London, so when she calls in it's like 8 or 9 o'clock her time, even though it's the middle of the afternoon for us. So we do those shows a little bit earlier so she can be on and be lucid with us, because she's very good with her gifts. She's very much a healer and does some really awesome, amazing things. And then Tuesday, of course, we have musical Pamela, and she not only gets her intuitive vibes by music, she gets all kinds of stuff because she talks to the angels. And they will tell her anything from, you know, your love and relationship stuff, which is, you know, what she does specialize in, but also business, career, finance, any of that kind of stuff, including messages from the other side. So I just have quite a variety with her. She's very gifted and talented. And then Wednesdays, I think we're bopping around a little bit on Wednesdays. Wednesday kind of changes it up a little bit, and I'm not sure for sure who the guest is on Wednesdays. Jethro's probably got something out there, but it's always kind of a surprise. It's become our surprising middle of the week. Thursday is Jethro and Dina are on, and then Friday again is we have new people and new guests on, so those names always change and whatnot. And then Saturday, well, it seems like I'm being the Saturday person for the past several Saturdays anyway. And a lot of times we've had Shelley Seats on. It's like she's really good, our astrologer, and we're looking to have like a regular astrologer or numerologist person. So we're trying to get Shelley to be our regular here on Saturday night with us. But anyway, that's who we've got for Psychics Gone Wild. And then we also have our sister show, which is the Spiritual Learning Connection. And that we have Amy does a segment on, I know it's on Saturday. She does Saturday night live readings. In fact, when we come off here, it's like her show will go on at 11:30, and that's Eastern Standard Time. So we're doing this one from like 9 to 10, and then she'll be on at 11:30, and she's got quite a following over there. So I'm not sure exactly what she does because I don't sit up that late, but she apparently does something really cool. And anyway, she's got a lot of people that call, and she does have mermaid cards, which is really kind of interesting. So, or so I've heard anyway, by reputation, that she's having fun over there doing that. And then on Sundays, I'm usually on there with the Isaiah FX and other such interesting stuff. It's like after I get done with that, I'm going to be going into very interesting stuff with, I'm going to have to figure out how to do the pictorialness of it because this gentleman took pictures of water, crystals of water. It's like when he talked to the water, it's better than talking to the animals. He talked to the water, or people would pray over the water, and they would take like before and after photos and what kind of crystals the water formed. It's like it's fascinating. It's amazing with all that he's done this for years. And it's really, really makes you realize the power of what you say, the power of what you think, the power of what you print, you know, power of what you put out there. So really and truly, we're in a more conscious era at this point, and we need to really be aware of what we're doing. Let's see. Mondays on Spiritual Learning Connection, I know we're having some change-ups there. It's like Amy was on, although, and I'm not sure if Jethro and Janine are on Mondays. I think they're actually on Wednesdays over there. And I know Pamela is also on Tuesdays, and that's Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. The Sunday shows are in the afternoon. Usually we do the Psychics Gone Wild on Sunday is around 2 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and then the Spiritual One Connection is on at 3:30. All right. Jethro did say this evening that we are going to be doing a coffee sampler giveaway, so hang in there, and we'll figure out who our lucky coffee winner for this week is going to be. And we just want to, you know, make sure you hang in the queue and I get your number because I will send your number to him. And like Jethro will be giving you a call later in the week to find out your address so we can mail out a sample of the coffee. All right. And with that being said, okay. And it's like, hey, everybody. Hi, Sue. Okay. And she's heard about that. All right. Awesome. All right, well, we're going to start here with our queue of folks, and thank you guys for hanging in here. And let's see, first up is, what I do need from you, so you guys listen in here, is what I do is I use the destiny cards or birth cards, love cards. They're all based off of our very common or not so common as we might think they are, our poker playing deck. So what I need is just your month and your day, and we'll figure out what your birth card is. If you have something in specific that you want to look at for this year, I also need your current age. So with that being said, okay, now we'll start. And with your area code 843, you are live on with us tonight.
Hi, how are you? This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing?
I'm great. And yourself?
Doing fun. Having
good.
A good time listening so far.
Good.
Okay. What's your date and what's your question?
My birth date is November 5th, 1970, and my age is 42. And I just want to know, I'm getting ready to transition to another state, and I just want to know what to expect.
What to expect? Okay. You going north, south, east, or west?
South.
Going south, huh?
Yeah.
Heading south where it's warmer. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, remember, and you said November 5th, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, November 5th. You are a Two of Diamonds person. That is the Wheeler Dealer card. Also, with that November birth date, you have two, not one, but two planetary ruling cards. The first one is that Six of Diamonds, and you also have an Ace of Hearts. Let's see here, but we're going to take a look and just see what this year is bringing up for you in terms of that move. Because you just turned there with that 42. One thing I will tell you that's going to be coming up that you can be looking for at age 44 and 45. 44 is called your pre-birth year, and 45 is called your rebirth year. The pre-birth year kind of is representational of the time you spent gestationally, you know, when you're growing inside your mom. But year 45, your cards are in the exact same place as they were when you stepped into the planet the very first day you were born.
Wow.
So this is I know, it's really kind of cool. I'm giving you goosebumps there. Okay, yeah. but what it does is it allows you, people who go through that, it's called the midlife crisis. You know, that's what a lot of people in the world will call it, because they go, wow, it's like, what happened to you? You know, you went through so many changes. We don't recognize you. We don't know what's happening to you. But it's really true, because so many people, either consciously or unconsciously, if they don't know, you know, about their cards, they say, man, I've been, you know, here this long. And it's like, really and truly, you have the option and the ability, of course, at any point in time past 45, but 45 is one of those key and crucial things where you can set the tone for the next 45 years, where you go, okay, you know what, I've learned this much. I'm going to take everything, every one of my cards, and I'm going to up and up and an octave. And it's like, literally, people go through those transitions. That's when, you know, a lot of times people get divorced or change jobs or, you know, change all kinds of stuff, and people just kind of, you know, people you've known for years go, we don't know you anymore. What happened? It's like, well, I went through this metamorphosis, and it's like, yeah, you sure did. So you got that coming up, and look forward to. So it's like, yeah.
Okay.
But you got a little bit of time to prepare for that, which is nice. Where you're at for this year, your long range is actually a Two of Hearts, and that's just, you know, your focus kind of for the year is on duality, partnerships, there we go. Partnerships of the heart, and it's actually, the two is actually called the Lover's card. So you're kind of, you know, that's kind of a big thing that you're looking at this year. And I don't know if this move has anything to do with, you know, a person or whatever, but there's, if it's not, you might potentially be, you know, meeting somebody when you get wherever it is, you're going to go there. The other thing I'm going to look at here real quick is just those planetary time periods, because each planets have a 52-day, I'll say, a 52-day say in your life, if you will. And just depending on where you're at here. Okay, you've already been through your Mercury period started. Of course, it starts on you. It's a personal year for you. Your Mercury year started on your birthday, and it went until December 27th. And on December 27th, your Venus time frame started. That's kind of your love card for the year, and it's like, then it transitioned into Mars on February 18th. So you've been in your Mars time frame, and actually that's where you're at right now. Your Jupiter time frame will start April 11th, and then your Saturn time frame will start June 2nd. Your Uranus period will start July 24th, and of course the last one for the year will start Neptune September 14th, and that'll go through to your next until your next birthday there. So right now where you're at is really that Mars time. The Mars energy is a lot of masculine energy. And where you're at, you have a ten of clubs and a four of clubs. And I'm I'm not going to say I'm surprised, but it's like what I actually see is your relocation, you know, your relocation cards are actually in, and each of the cards, you know, just because you have them in different time frames, they give the most emphasis in the time frame that they're at, but they all kind of do a watercolor wash, you know, for the rest of the year. It's gentler, but I'm not surprised that you're doing this relocation because you actually have two fives in the year. You have a five of spades in Jupiter, which talks about the relocation, and you have a five of clubs in Saturn, which again is about your relocation. So I'm not sure how to but both of those, you know, speak about that, and it's like really and truly look where the Jupiter is. Your second card in your Jupiter time frame is the Ten of Spades, which is really a powerful and positive good one. So it's like the fact that, you know, you're going to be making this move and then you're coming into this time where it's like it's you know, you're going to have really two really good cards there, you know, for the real both the relocation and good fortune. Is I would say it's probably going to be a really good move. I mean, moving aside, you know, it's like, yes, it's a real hassle to stick everything in boxes and transport it someplace, you know. So I'll just say the mundane moving challenges aside, it looks like, you know, it's probably going to be a very, very good, you know, move for you. If that makes any sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm just going to take a real quick look and just I was nosy. I want to be nosy and see what actually going on with your, I love, just like, love these cards, with that the Ten of Clubs and the Four of Clubs with where you're at right now. Now, let's see, okay, Three of Hearts and Four of Hearts. Now, there we go. I know, I'm getting all those nursery rhymes here. But you've got the Ten of Clubs in Mars. It's just talks about it bringing, that influence brings success in most areas of life, especially related to education, speaking, writing, or teaching, and in relation to men. Success comes through applying your understanding of human nature and common sense. It could indicate success in a legal matter or lawsuit or any matter that you're aggressively pursuing or that deals with groups of men such as, you know, fraternities, associations, you'll be recognized. So whatever is going on, it's like maybe you're going to have a bunch of masculine movers helping you. I don't know, you know. Take that as it is. Oh, let's see. Your second card in this time frame, though, is the Four of Clubs. And the Four of Clubs in Mars just talks about it's a good influence for satisfying emotional and intellectual relationships, especially with men, okay? For you, for a female, it's an indication of happiness in marriage, home, or good news from home. Aggressive pursuits, again, of education and friendship is going to bring rewards through this time period. Mental activity can be very successfully applied in work, especially in the areas of organization, efficiency, or practicality. The stabilizing influence of this four is just so powerful. It's going to bring a really happy period for you, even if, you know, the other one was a bad one, which is not. It's really good. It's really fun. It just kind of guarantees that you're going to overcome it. The result is going to be a really positive one. So you've really got, you know, and that successful card in the other position is just going to further strengthen this one. So, yeah, so you're going to have a fun time with that move. So, you know, moving for you, probably not going to be such a bad thing.
Thanks.
Hope that helped.
Oh, it helped a great deal. I mean, and you were right on because I had just met a guy and he's very nice and he's from Georgia. But
oh,
I had
goodness.
Plans on moving there before him.
So there you go. It's
yeah.
Like, all right, you may that two hearts come out later on with that lover and that union. It's like, call us back and let us know how that goes.
Oh, I will. I will.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming tonight.
Thank you. You're great.
You bet. I was going to say, and don't go away here. It's like I'll put you back in queue because at the halfway mark here, it's like we're gonna pull a number out of the bag, and you could possibly be the winner of our coffee sampler this evening. So
okay. All right, I'll stay on.
All righty, sounds good. Okay, and our next person up here is area code 718. 718, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Who am I talking with tonight?
This is Lisa, and my birthday is 6/26, and I'm 35.
6/26 and 35. Okay, just at the tail end of that, let's see, that's beyond Gemini. That looks like Cancerian. Okay. Let's see what we got. Okay, you are a Four of Clubs with that Six of Hearts. Okay. Four of Clubs, very powerful mind, and you guys are the scholars of the deck. And then with that Six of Hearts, you've really got some karmic things with love. Those are kind of your overall things for coming into this life. And what in specific would you like to know about tonight?
About love.
About love.
Yes.
Not in all the wrong places. So, okay, let's see if we can look for you some love in the right place.
Well, yeah. There's a few gentlemen around me, but there's only one in particular that I've been romantically I've known for, we've been dating since the fall of last year. It's going very slow. I heard from him about a week ago, and I kind of want to know what you picked up around that for me.
I suppose you happen to know his birthday, do you?
Yeah, 11/21.
He's an 11/21, so he's right, looks like possibly on the cusp. Nope, he is a Scorpio. Okay, so he is that queen. His card is a queen of hearts. I'm just going to look at his real quick. And he's also a king of spades and a five of clubs. Okay, and what I will say to you guys is if I talk too fast and if you miss something, we always have these shows in archives so you can go back through with a pencil and paper and pick up what you missed, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Let's see. I'm just going to kind of do a little comparison here. The fact that he is a queen of hearts, cards are, non-gendered, okay? It's like because, you know, you could have men who are queens, you could have women who are kings, and you know, that kind of stuff. So it has nothing to do with the person's gender. It has everything to do with how they feel and, you know, look at things, how they, you know, view life, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I'm just going to kind of look his, how does he see you? That queen was that four. And what you guys have, okay, kind of, you know, the purpose for you guys being together type of stuff. Your very first connection, the way he sees it, is you guys have a Saturn connection in the spiritual. So it means you have something, you know, from past life coming forward, something you did probably finish, and possibly he might have been like your father or something like that. I mean, if he had something, you guys had some kind of connection in a past life. In fact, wow, you've got three of those connections, the way he sees it. The next connection is a Pluto connection for this life. The third and fourth connections are Uranus in the spiritual, and again, Uranus in the spiritual. And then your fifth connection, the way he sees it, is Jupiter mutual. So you guys have a lot of, I'll say there's some learning issues that you guys are together for. The Pluto is about examining, I'll say, the power structure of something. The Uranus connections are really nice because those are kind of like the Aquarius energies. And what those give you guys, and the fact that they're in the spiritual, means that you probably had, connection that was like either spiritual in some way, like, you know, you might have been priest or you might have been members of the same religion or, you know, same church or something like that, you know, a past incarnation. And you're both bringing that forward to examine it. It'll make you guys, you know, really good friends, really good, you know, a lot of things in common together. You both value things like, you know, and when you say going slow, that makes a lot of sense because this is really a good, solid friendship base. You're going to want to be friends with this person first, and you want to be friends with too.
We definitely have the friendship locked down already.
Nice. Very nice. I mean, and the best thing you can possibly do is marry your best friend. Okay? And you both have that fifth connection is that Jupiter is mutual. Jupiter is the planet of blessings. It's like, it just means you guys could get together and either do, have really, you know, good fortune, good business together, you know, if you decided to be entrepreneurial with it. But it just kind of brings, a Jupiter connection just kind of tends to bring a lot of really positive energy into, you know, the relationship. It's just kind of very, I'm going to say it's overall. It's like, as long as you guys remember your blessings and remember, you know, to count your blessings and be thankful for things, it keeps bringing more of it in together. And the two of you together could experience a lot of really positive stuff together. In your case, I'm going to flip it around here and kind of look from the other direction because you don't, I mean, you know, cause that's how he is seeing it, okay? From your direction, the way you kind of see him, okay, so, and it's a little bit different. It's like you do have the Saturn spiritual, that is the first connection. Your second connection with him, though, is you get that Venus, that love planet. So it's like you're definitely, you know, having more of that love energy that you're feeling. your third connection with him is that Jupiter mutual in the spiritual. So, again, you know, you have that, you've got that good fortune coming forward from the past life. So it's like this is really, really highly good. You have a Uranus connection, which is the friendship. And then your fifth connection, the way you see it, is that Saturn again in the spiritual. So, you know, he's kind of bringing stuff in to teach. You guys are kind of finishing up, you know, tying up lessons from a past life type of thing. And you definitely have the compatibility. The compatibility of the two, and it's like, you know, it's on a 20-point scale. That is, you know, definitely, I'll say, marriage material, you know. So that's something you can really look at. I wouldn't be too concerned about things going slow because, you know what, to have a really good garden, gardens don't grow overnight. And, you know, when you take time to put into that relationship, it's like, you know, I mean, it feels, to me, it feels good. It's like, what I will recommend is you call back on the day our love specialist in is like Pamela. She's on a Tuesday afternoons, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And just see if she picks up anything else. It's like, that's one of the things I really like about working on this show is the fact that we have so many talented people. And it's like, you know, that's what I'm getting for the day. But it's like, you know, you call in and she might give you a lot more details. It'll be the same number. It'll be that 773-897-6461. But I don't know. I hope that kind of helps. I hope what I've said helps. And it's like, call back in and see what her take is on it. Because I always, you know, we always like to kind of always like, this is what I got. It's like, what do you think? You know, a lot of times it's like, yep, I'm getting that too. So it's like, but it's nice to hear that verification.
Okay. I guess I was just like, if there's no, I guess, going forward kind of thing, like what do you see, like I guess in the next like 6 months or something, or 3 months, or does any card for that generally?
Yeah, let me look here. Okay, that would be more like possibly near life spread, so let me take a quick look at that one and just see. Okay, again, that we're going to go back to that four of clubs. Okay. You know, this year has really kind of been, it's your long-range interest has been a 10 of clubs, and that's more about schooling, it's about education, it's about really looking at your, you know, at your own development, I'll say it that way. What I do see coming up here, this, you know, coming up towards the, as you're coming in to the end of the year here, is you got a lot of finance, you know, you got a lot of finance cards. Something really good with business and finances is about mastering yourself with finances. You know, there's really, you know, you got two queens, you got two queens of diamonds here coming up at the end of the year, and a queen of spades, which is like all the queens are about, you know, nurturing, but it's like you're also about mastering yourself, self mastery. So you've got some really, like I said, positive financial cards. It does speak to, you've got a nine of diamonds, finances again. Nine kind of typically, though, are about as one door closes, another door opens. But that's not really in the area of heart. That's really more looking at, again, the finances. So it's like you've got, you might have one something closing in your financial area and something else is going to open because you're going to open with a double queen. So it's like, That's kind of what I got, you know, for the moment for your year. It's like, it's really kind of funny, but it's like, now look, actually, interestingly enough, looking forward to after your birthday, next day when you turn 36, your focus is going to be that three of hearts is a long range, and that's going to actually be indecision in love, which is really interesting. But that's not going to come probably until after your birthday, and it's like it just might be an option or opportunity. You might have somebody new coming in. You might, you know, be making some decisions, but next year, you know, you're after your 36th birthday, you got a lot of hearts in your ring. So, I don't know. That's what I got for the moment. It's like, and that's what I'll say. You know, please, if, you know, if you got the time, call back in on Pamela's day on that Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and see if she gets anything else. Because, like I say, what I have coming up, you know, what I see coming up for you immediately is actually more finance and business and some positive things in business for, you know, your finance and stuff. So not sure what that's about, but I don't know. Does it help?
No, it definitely does help. I mean, because I wanted to see something wider, like, because there are gentlemen around me. There's someone from the person I just mentioned to you, a friend that wants something more that I don't feel that way about, and someone from my past. So, and I'm like, what's going on here? But I'm like clearing this space out because the only one that I feel I really want to be with is the one that I mentioned the birthday. And I don't know, it's going slow. So I'm not that I needed to rush, but, you know, you kind of want to see what's going on there. And I am going, like, I'm focusing on studying stuff for my business. Like, I'm taking business classes. And cool. I'm also teaching, so, like, awesome. And building a business. So everything, and restructuring my entire financial world. So everything you're saying is so true. And okay. I'm really, really trying to really get my finances together. And, you know, like, so... Yeah, I've really been focused on it to the point where I really wasn't dating for a while. And this is the one person I feel is right to date. Like, it feels right. So,
I don't know. When you have those gut feelings, it's like, and that's what, one of the things that we're trying to encourage people to go with is, you know, go with your gut, because everybody has, you know, natural intuition. Everybody has that gut feeling. Everybody has that, you know, it's like, if you don't want to call it psychic ability, it's like at least your intuitive ability. But you know, when something feels right, it's like, you know, the gong strikes, go with that, because when it feels right and it's like really, you know, that deep down resonance, it's like, go with that. And it's like, I'll say that probably is your best bet, but it's like, I also would say probably it's going to be more like when you get done you know, with whatever's going on with your finances, it's like you're going to have more time for relationships, because that makes a lot of sense to me now, too. It's like you really push for time, and relationships take time. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. You know, relationships are like growing a garden. It's like if you don't have time to water and weed to do all that stuff with it, it's like, you know, the garden kind of suffers. So it's like, and so too the relationship. It's like, you know, if you don't have time to put in it, it's like it does go slower, you know, because you're not putting as much time and effort into it. So, you know, but that's okay. You know, when you've got to focus on the business stuff, it's like, take care of that, because that's important. That is, you know.
Yeah. Do you pick up when that will happen? I mean, you mentioned different timelines, but when do you see, I guess, you'll say that I do have the time?
Like I said, your focus is going to be, I'll say, after your birthday, because that whole new energy is going to come in, because for that year, for your 36th year, you've got that Three of Hearts in there. As you know, hearts and love is going to be your focus for the year. So it's like, I'm going to say it's going to be after your birthday. It's going to be probably you know, into July, August, you know, more fall, something like that. So, you know, there's no harm in going ahead, you know, right now, focus on your business and that kind of stuff. And it's like, yes, definitely, you know, send him a card, you know, send him an e-card or an old postcard and say, hi, I was just thinking about you. And it's like, you know, while you're doing your other stuff right now, it's like, you know, card to, you know, this, you know, whatever. So, you know, definitely, you know, keep in touch. Keep the, you know, keep your finger in the, you know, in the pie there, so to speak, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's, you know, it's like really and truly, I'm going to say what I get is just that the romance is going to go slower until after your birthday, because you're taking care of this other stuff.
Yeah, and I don't have to initiate. Do you see that? Because I really don't want to. I mean, is that okay? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, if you're not wanting to, it's like, yeah, you know. But
well,
like,
no, I do want to see him, but, you know, as a woman, I just don't feel like initiating. I feel like if you want to see me, yeah, like that's how I feel, and I'm
– right.
That's the way I know how to express it.
Yeah. You know, and it's like – but, you know, what I will say is, like, you know, sometimes just a friendly card, you know, whether it's snail mail or email or whatever, it's like, you can text somebody or text somebody or whatever, you know, these days, and just say – hi, I was just thinking about you. Want to say hi? You know, just hope things are going good. You know, it's just, you don't have to say I want to get together or anything like that. You can say just with you wondering how things are going, blah blah blah. And you just got to put what I called my mother always did. You put the drop in the bucket, and it's like then they go, huh? You know, it's like so they know that you're thinking about them, and it's like, and it just kind of reminds them that it's like, oh, I've got, you know, a lovely lady out there who's given me some thought. Maybe I should give some thought back. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense.
All righty.
Okay, thank you so much.
You betcha. And, you know, like I say, please do. Call back in Pamela's day, because this is really more her area.
Oh, you did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Clarified my finances and everything. That really helped.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Okay.
Have a good one. But all righty. And let's see. Thank you guys here for being patient and cute. And our next person here is area code 813. 813, you are on with us.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, pretty good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. My name is Brenda. Birthday is 3/21/65.
3/21/65. Okay, let's see. 3/21, and that is, okay, that's our March time frame, and that is, okay, you're all one of those cusp people. So do you know, are you, because you're on the cusp between Aquarius and Pisces. Do you know precisely which one you are?
It's an Aries and Pisces.
Oh, Aries,
and
sorry.
I see characteristics in both. I'm really striving to go towards the Aries, but I see a lot of the Pisces in me.
So I was going to say, so you never really had an astrologer, like, you know, do the time out thing or whatever, you know, find out which one you, because I know custom can be really hard. The only reason I have a child that was born very much on a cusp day. He literally was 2 hours into being a Leo. So it's one of those. You haven't ever had somebody, you know, do a chart for you. It would be worth your while. You know, but I'm just saying it would be worth your while just for your own, you know, interest and edification, just to kind of find out. It's like, am I really an Aries or am I really a Pisces?
Yeah, that's something I'm always struggling with.
Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Really does. Well, the interesting thing here is, and I do. I swear to God, we have this moment where people call in, and it's the energies, because you are also a two of diamonds here with that 21st March 21st birthday. So you're like our first caller there, who is like in the two of diamonds is called the Wheeler Dealer card. You know, financial success, all that good stuff. Where the difference is going to be is knowing for sure, because, you know, you have options in there. If you're a Pisces person, you have an eight of spades as your planetary ruler. If you're an Aries person, you have a six of diamonds. So it's like, this is why I'm sitting here going, okay, and I have no way to calculate those because that's not my area. But I do know there's that differentiation. Well, we'll go with what we got going here. And I do know, okay, was there any particular question you had or anything, you know, area that you had questions about? Or?
Well, yeah, I'm one of the regulars with Jethro, and the things that he's telling me is kind of falling into place with my love.
Aha, okay.
I want to know, where is this going? What, there's two different suitors, I guess you could say. And,
right.
I am a little confused. And
aha,
I'd like to see,
okay,
what do you see happening?
Well, clarification here. Okay, so let's see. And was 50, is 55 your year or your age?
65 is my year. I'm 48.
48, okay, there we go. All right, yes, me and my calculator. It's like my calculator bopped on me today, and it's like, okay. Periodically it hides. It's like, then I'm left with my fingers. Okay, so with that being there, okay, you've got a nine of clubs as your long range, which is really interesting because that actually is not going to go to the area you were interested, or you're most interested in knowing about here. Nine of clubs is all about a year of completions. And this somehow or other is going to be a year where you really have, you know, a lot of doors closing, a lot of doors opening. It really talks about it can be a card of mental disappointment and frustration, which is sometimes what happens when things in our life come to an end. But you've got the power to make that a graduation year. So rather than looking at it as a disappointment, you know, kind of say, okay, you know, this door closed, but this door is opening. You know, it can be a year of fulfillment. And it just depends on how, you know, you choose to look at it. You're going to be experiencing this year one or more important endings in your life. And it could manifest as either, you know, loss or completion of either a line of work or people coming up against your plans to the extent that you have to, you know, kind of put shelve your ideas, you know, for a while. And it's just the universe is trying to tell you it's time to let go of either some cherished idea or plan and just to kind of move forward. If you can see that and flow with the changes, you're going to discover you're much better off for the ending, because a lot of times, you know, really, God knows best, Father knows best, whatever. when it comes, to seeing around the river bend. And it's like sometimes, but it feels like, it can feel like if we're hanging on to things, it's like the pianist character Linus with his little security blanket. Sometimes it feels like God's trying to rip our security blanket away from us, and we go, no, I'm not ready to go. And it's like, yes, you really are, It's time to go run it through the water cycle or, whatever, and do something different here. That Nine of Clubs is also called the Universal Knowledge Card, and it means really, your mind this year is really able to perceive things beyond the boundaries of what we call reality, so we're really into the metaphysical stuff. And a lot of people in years like this have experienced unique and powerful awakenings of the soul under this influence. Positively applied, it can reward you with universal knowledge and success in sharing it with others. Everything really good about this card comes from surrender to universal will and letting go of our limited thinking. Your keywords, if you want to get, the 3x5 index card, and this is like, hang this on the bathroom wall so you read it every day. It's a year of some mental disappointments and endings of plans, or a year of important conclusions and endings while you gain and share spiritual knowledge. So, not really sure. I'm not, that's not precisely the relationship stuff you really necessarily wanted to hear about. The only thing I really see in there relationship-wise, you got a couple of things. You do have a Three of Hearts, which is, it's kind of like, I'll say, indecision. In love, it's like, it could be, dating two or more people at the same time, something like that, or just kind of some confusion, and it's like, man, which is the best person for me? And that's kind of going to be the ongoing thing for the whole year. It's like, it's like making that choice. You do have, interestingly enough, you got a Four of Hearts, which is called the marriage card, and that's actually in Mars. That's with men, and you've also got that Four of Clubs, which is about stability. The other card you have that is in Hearts this year is you have an Ace of Hearts in Uranus, which is about new love, but it's unexpected. It's like that double lightning bolt stuff. So it's just, from what I'm seeing here in terms of relationship, it's like, you may have some interesting. Your love life may bounce like a football this year. Okay, does that make sense? If you've ever seen a football bounce, it's not going to necessarily be straight, and it is going to have some confusion because you're going to go, which way is it going next? But you do have some good possibilities there. Although, what I am going to say is definitely you've got these because that's not the only nine. It's like you've also got that Nine of Clubs in the Venus time frame, which is things, closing. It's like, but again, as one door closes, another door is going to open. So, if you cannot be distressed about the closure times, if you can kind of say, okay, this door is closing, that's okay. I'm going to bless it, love it. You don't want to kick it to the curb because that doesn't necessarily feel good. But you say, I'm going to allow that door to close, but this one right here in front of me is opening. So I'm not, wasn't really expecting that pathway, but, thank you, God, and continue on your way. This is kind of like, was it Jack Canfield in The Secret where he says, you can drive across the country from New York to California only seeing 200 feet ahead in your car lights. You don't have to see the whole panorama from, coast to coast to get across there. All you really have to do is keep moving forward, keep taking the steps forward, even if you're not quite sure where it's leading. You're going to end up somewhere, okay?
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
May not be the most helpful,
scary,
but I'm like, yeah, but there are going to be some endings. There is going to be some indecision. Definitely with that Three of Hearts, there's going to be some multiples. You're going to have some choices in dating partners or love partners. Something like that. So you're going to have some choices as which one is best. It's like think of three guys, think of playing cards and think of three guys and going, eeny, meeny, miny, or Fred, which one am I doing? It's like, because you're going to really be doing some pros and cons. It's like, which is, what are the traits and characteristics of this person? It's like, which fits better, that kind of stuff. So, like I say, that's, I will recommend that you call in when Pamela's on Tuesday and see if she's, any better with the clarification, because a lot of times she does. She'll get stuff, and what's really funny is sometimes we've seen stuff shift from, like, one week to the next. It's like, something happens. It's like, because we've had people call in, like, one Tuesday, and it's like, get readings from her, and it's like, and then they'll call in the next Tuesday and go, you'll never believe what happened this past week. And she'll say, yes, I would. So So things can change, you know, just by your knowledge and by, you know, your, you know, because this is a lot of free will stuff. It really is. When you get the threes in the heart, it's like, you know, your angels are not going to say you are definitely going to marry, you know, this person, that person, you're going to go. This is like they're going. They kind of step back and go, we gave you some choices here. What do you want to do? You know,
okay.
And that's that free will stuff coming in. Okay, so a lot of this choosing is going to be, you know, it's kind of up to you. But it's like at the same time, you know, definitely, I would call in on Tuesday and see what she's got for input.
Okay. Well, thank
Alrighty,
you so much.
Thank you. You betcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty, and let's see here. I'm going to look at our time frame here. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, you know what? All right. Yeah, I was supposed to have that coffee drawing. Shame on me. For Jethro, and it's like at the half of the time frame here, and it's like we're, you know, thank you guys for hanging on here. We're going to find out who our coffee winner is for the night, and make sure we get your phone number, and I will pass that on to Jethro, and then when whoever our winner is here, we're just going to kind of roll the dice here and see who comes up in the queue. And it looks like our winner is, this person there, is area code, that's 843. Okay, where can I grab this off of here? And da-da-da-da-da. Okay, hang on here. And I'm going to go to our winner for the coffee sampler tonight. And I'm just going to tell you, 843, you are our coffee winner for this evening. It's like I got your number out of queue, and Jethro will be calling you. So
okay.
Look for his call in the next day or two, and he's going to get your snail mail address and mail you a couple coffee samples in the mail. So
all right, thank you.
You're our winner tonight.
Thank you.
All righty, you are welcome. All right, and let's see, we got about 14 minutes left here, and we'll see what we can get to in queue. And thank you guys for hanging in here. All right, 780-780, you are on with us tonight.
Hey, Casey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Jay.
Jay, all righty. What's going on with you tonight?
Hey, my birthday's tomorrow, so I'm looking for a birthday
tomorrow.
Reading.
Tomorrow.
Cool.
Tomorrow, yes. I can remember that from Annie. I'll call you tomorrow. It's only a day away. All righty, let's see. So that is the 24th, okay? You are on March 24th. Gee, can ask the nosy questions to how old you're going to be.
49.
All righty, let's see. Well, you're a Queen of Clubs person, and you've got a Three of Diamonds, wow, as your planetary ruler. So take a little look at that, and... Oh, goodness. It's like, I should tell you, call back tomorrow and get the full reading. You know, it's like, tempting to say, it's like, it's your birthday, I'll give you a free one. Oh, let's see. All right. Queen of Clubs here. And check our queen. Oh, come on. Where'd the clubs go? The clubs are hiding from me here. I was actually going to see what this past year has been about real quick. And then look at, okay, your past year. Oh, my goodness. This has probably been a very challenging year for you, hasn't it? You've had a Nine of Hearts all year, and that is like bringing closure into the hearts region. It's bringing closure into your relationship. So it's like you could have had people moving away. You could have had people dying. You could have had people going, I am changing my life, changing my shoes and everything else, and you're no longer my friend. You could have had a lot of that kind of stuff going on for you this year, and it doubled up on you because you had another nine. Wow, that was in Saturn. That was lessons. Holy moly. Look at your other, man, this was a year of hearts. You had a six of hearts, karmic, and your two of hearts, and Venus, oh my goodness. You had an eight of hearts in the Mars time frame. You had a ten of hearts in the Jupiter time frame, that nine close. Oh my goodness, you've really had an interesting year emotionally, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, what I can say is 49 is going to look better. Because you've got a four of clubs coming up for your year-long look at things, and that certainly is going to be a lot more stable than that nine of hearts was, because nines are always about, it feels like high school graduation is what I want to say. It's like, you know, in high school graduation for some people, they go, oh, high school is my best time of year, you know, my life or whatever, and it's like, and they don't want to move on. Or other people go, oh, my God, I am so glad to be out of high school and I couldn't wait to move on. So it just depends on whether you're looking forward to that door closing or not. And, yeah, that's really, it's, you know, that graduation moment. So, oh, man. I almost just want to say my condolences for this past year, because it really does. It feels like
it was
been a really
year. Yeah, was a year. Dark night of soul, I call it.
I would believe that. I would believe that. Oh, my goodness. What it does say, I mean, what it does say about the relationships ending, you know, it's you know, this past year, it's like if one of or more of your relationships, you know, is coming to an end, if you look deep inside yourself, you might discover there's good reasons for the ending, and it's going to be good for you ultimately, even if it hurts, you know, in the interim. And it's also good, you know, possibly for the other person as well. It often means disappointment, but that's only the case when we resist the ending. If you let go, you know, let go, let God, let the universe take care of you, you could experience the heightened spiritual awareness and high consciousness that's also represented by this. It's, you know, the Nine of Hearts is a very powerful card. Involvement in work that, you know, gives love to others, especially large groups of people, is slated for great success because really, you know, you're a giver kind of person. On the flip side, what you have to look forward to with the Four of Clubs being your long-range card for this coming year starting tomorrow, it's going to be a year for you of mental stability and general satisfaction in all affairs. Regardless of your occupation and interests, you know, you're going to find that you're really able to maintain an inner peace that tends to allow things to go the best for you time after time. It's a really positive influence, since the mind is usually the source of our problems. A lot of times, you know, we can shoot ourselves in the foot. And I've said this to people before. It's like, you know, you can have great and wonderful cards, and I've seen people have just amazing cards, and they shoot themselves in the foot with them, and they limp along for the whole year, okay? And conversely, I have seen people have horrible cards of the year, and, you know, I just want to go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry for you. You know, but they turn that around, and they make it a real success. So I'm going to say, you know, having a Nine of Hearts is kind of like being gifted with a load of wheelbarrow, you know, a wheelbarrow full of fertilizer with which to fertilize the rose garden, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you take it as that and go, okay, I just got in a pile of really interesting stuff here, and I'm going to go spread it around there, and, you know, I'm going to grow some strawberries and some roses and things that make me happy. It's like, that's the best use of that. So it's about uses, okay? But the coming one with this four, it can be applied with great success to any intellectual endeavors, such as, you know, writing, teaching, learning new subjects. You know, if you were thinking about going back to school, it would be a good time. If you're thinking about, you know, writing on something that's a favorite subject, I don't know if you blog, you know, do all that kind of stuff. But this would definitely be the year to do it. You really can have satisfaction in any of those areas. The only negative side of a four is that tendency to be mentally fixed and sometimes narrow-minded. But if things are really going well for us, why should we change? Because, you know, the old saying is, if it ain't broken, don't fix it, you know?
Right.
So the coming year, and if you want to, you know, drag out your little 3x5 index card, your keywords for this coming year starting tomorrow is a year of satisfaction in all affairs, mental stability, organizational ability, and sometimes stubbornness. Force can make us a little bit stubborn. If you think of the donkey that will plant his four little feet in the ground and you can't budge him, it's like sometimes you're like that, okay? And it's no offense, because sometimes we all are like that, you know. But and sometimes stubbornness can be a good thing if you're really intent on, you know, pushing forward and, you know, hanging on and going, okay, I'm going to get this thing published, or, you know, whatever it is. So it's like a little bit of stubbornness sometimes in the right direction is not a bad thing. Let's see what else we got at least come up. See if I can give you a little more positive thing, because, like I said, I'm just getting like waves of this and going, I am so sorry for the past year for you. It's like, oh my God, this just looks like that. It's been a road for you. Dang it. Oh, golly. Let's see. Where'd that go? Okay, nope, that's the Queen of Clubs. Okay, no wonder I was messing up with that. Let's see what else. One thing I will say is, like, do come back in archives, because what I'm going to do here really quick is I'll just give you, you know, all the pieces of your year here. So it's like, you know, you can kind of come back in and do this and have it come together. But the planetary time frames for you, you've got Mercury is the first 52 days, Venus is the second 52 days, Mars is the third 52 days, then Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and then you've got the long-range cards, five of them that are for an overall. You can get the long-range, you know, begin being the Four of Clubs. You've got a Pluto and result card, which is your challenge for the year. Which your challenge for this year is actually a Queen of Spades, and the result is a Ten of Diamonds. A Queen of Spades talks about mastering yourself, and that's, you know, so that's your challenge coming up for this year. The resulting one being the Ten of Diamonds, it's called the Blessings card or the Blessed card. So if you do self-mastery with, you know, any of the things within yourself, you know, that's one of the fruits of the spirit. When you self-master yourself, it's like you're going to have a lot of blessings out of that. You've also got what's called an environmental card and a displacement card. The environmental card is a Seven of Clubs. The displacement card is the Two of Diamonds. Sevens are, but the seven is about having faith with stuff, and it's like, again, it's in that publishing stuff. The Two of Diamonds is kind of that wheeler-dealer card. It's a financial success, and you're going to have success in partnership with this year. But kind of back to each of the things, you know, there are each of the days and time periods. The Mercury time frame is bringing you a Ten of Spades and a Jack of Clubs, okay? And we can use further shows, you know, if you go back and write these down and say, you know, no, what's this one mean? Okay, we can go back there and do that. Your Venus time frame is an Eight of Clubs with a Queen of Diamonds. Your Mars time frame is a Ten of Hearts with a King of Spades, and that's really about being the captain of your own ship. The Jupiter time frame is that Nine of Clubs and a Three of Hearts. So you're actually going to have a little bit of a, you know, maybe some indecision in a relationship, but it's like because it's in Jupiter, it's like you're going to come out smelling like a rose, really are. Saturn time frame, a little bit of turbulence there. You've got a Five of Clubs with a Two of Spades. Fives are about our changes and transitions. The Two is going to be about partnerships. So that's going to be a really interesting time frame for you. The Uranus time frame brings you a Jack of Spades and a Seven of Diamonds, who can also be the Millionaire card, but it's about having faith with your finances. The very last time frame of the year is Neptune, and that's an Ace of Hearts. So that talks about new love coming in. But that's not until, like, you know, that's the last 52 days of your year. It's like you're in your Neptune time frame right now for this year. So, you know, you're kind of almost looking about 11 months ahead to this, you know, to that next one. But you got a lot of good stuff coming. So all I'm going to say is, you know, chin up is like, you know, tie the rope, hang on, and make a tree swing out of it. And it's like, this year is definitely going to be better than your past year was. My goodness. You really had some interesting stuff going on. But we got a couple more callers. And it's like, I will say I'm going to be on again tomorrow afternoon. So, you know, give me a call back then. It's like, we'll see if we can, you know, do a little bit more of this, a little more in-depth for you tomorrow, okay?
Sure.
I think we're on about 2 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow. So, you know, call back in. And definitely with this week, it's like I'm going to say call back in on Pamela's day, too, because, like, I do. I respect her highly. She is so honest. You know, Jethro is, too. It's like, and, you know, sometimes Jethro is just really, he's going through some transitions himself right now. Like I said, he's being Reiki-ized, and it's like that really, having been through that, it's like, it really expands your awareness for a while, and it sometimes makes you almost like somebody's run a scrub brush over you. So.
Yeah.
He's kind of having that experience right now. All right. Well, happy, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you for calling. I'm grateful. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. And 734, you are on with us. Hello? 734? 734, where are you? Let's see, you know
Hello.
What?
Sometimes, hi.
Ah,
I'm
there. You are. I thought you might have stepped away from
Sorry.
Your phone. Okay.
Okay. Hi, this is, how are you tonight?
Oops, okay. I'm sorry to say that. We do have 90 seconds, and it's like, I will
say,
it's okay. And I will say, I'm going to say hello to area code 610. Thank you for calling in. It's like, my apologies. You know, we're not probably going to get your question today, but we are going to be on again tomorrow. But go ahead and, tell me your name again and tell me what your question is. And we can probably pursue this a little bit tomorrow, too.
Okay. My name is Nancy. My birth date is 10/17/51. And I just want to know, are there any messages from spirit guides?
Okay. Let me look at that here. I'm gonna get your 10/17 here first. Okay. Five of Clubs, I'm sorry. Five of Clubs with that Ace of Spades. Okay, very interesting. you know, my first instinct is to say, it's not my area. It's not my strong forte, but it's like, it's really interesting because I will say there are. And what I get is I'm not that's not my biggest strength. It's like I get visuals. I get like the Keystone Cops. I get like the video without the auditory. So for messages and stuff, I will say please do call back. Pamela, Jessica gets the messages. I'll be on Monday with Janine, and Pamela also gets those messages, and she's on Tuesdays. So please do call back in on one of those days. It's like I will definitely say that you have somebody in line who is trying to get a message through to you. You're very on with that. But I I can see them, but I can't hear them. It's like there's no sound. And they are really wanting to tell you something, but I quite honestly can't tell you what it is because I don't know because I can't hear them. It's like, and they're not good at sign language. Like, okay, that's fun. But yes,
okay.
I'm working on developing different gifts, but so far that's not one of them. Yeah, like I said, I can see certain things, but it's just my auditory is it's like I need to learn how to turn my sound on. It's good.
Okay. Is there anything else you could tell me then? Anything that pops out?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Is there anything else you could tell me? Anything that pops out with my birthday?
Yes, you're five of clubs for starters. Clubs are the scholars of the deck, okay? And you are very much, you know, those fives are very restless also. The five of clubs, and it's like, yes, I should know a lot about five of clubs because actually my five of clubs exists. The Virgo rather than the, let's see, looks like yours is, October, is that, I want to say, is it Libra?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Libra.
Okay. Something wonder. Let's see. I'm looking for what they have to say here. Really quick here. Right. Okay. I should have remembered that. Should have known that from my dad. It's the quest for truth. It's basically you know your card is it means a lot of changes and restlessness of mind. You've got a lot of curiosity that really keeps you like constantly on the move. You've got a five of hearts karma card. Also just says you have many changes in your romantic life, your feelings, and for that reason, sometimes, relationships are really hard for you. It's like my mom and dad were married for 60 years, but I'll tell you what, it's like they went through some interesting things. People get those wild hairs, and it's like my dad would, and it's like, okay. But you're basically really adventurous. You want to do, exploring, research, you like those kind of things. For the same reason that exploration research is like freedom is a big word for five people. And a lot of times we avoid commitment like, is the bubonic plague. Okay, it's like, oh, my God, no, I don't want to do that. Might lose my freedom with this. It's like, okay. But freedom is a big one. Nomadic. It's like, if you can think of the gypsy in the wagon, it's like, five people are very suited for that kind of lifestyle. It's like, you like that kind of travel. You really do. So it's very restless. But it also makes you very flexible. It's like your ability to adapt to new things, to be spontaneous with stuff, moving to a new house, changing lifestyle, that kind of stuff. It's got a lot of responsibilities and challenges, but you enjoy them. Okay. And that's a lot of times symbolized you have this five of spades in Saturn. This is also in your life thing. The ace, you've got an ace of spades in Venus. You've really got, some secret loves, in your heart, but you also have indecision about sometimes which person to choose, okay? You've got a seven of diamonds in Jupiter. It's called Millionaire's Card. And, a lot of times you have a lot of money, but it can be sometimes easy come, easy go, okay? It does give a warning here. Speculation and gambling for you really should be avoided because you don't do good with it, okay? It does say, you're luckier than a lot, but your tendency to spend it makes you kind of bad at what gamblers call money management, which is essentially, knowing Kenny Rogers, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. It's like five of clubs are notoriously not real good at that, okay? So you do better by the hard work on it. Let's see, you've got a lot of natural curiosity. Brings you a lot of knowledge, and again, clubs are really the scholars of the deck. But a lot of times, what will happen is if you don't stick to this, stick to one train of thought to come to the end of the train, come to the end of the caboose. It's like sometimes your knowledge is incomplete. So it's like it's like stick with stuff. It's like, you know, it's like having the patience, and I will say it's the patience to grow gardens, because garden growing is one thing that's really hard for five. It's like, and a lot of times too, this is you might have been really good in debate in high school, that kind of stuff. A lot of times the five of clubs will take the opposite side of an argument, not necessarily because you believe it, just so you can play devil's advocate. So you can argue the other side of the, you know, other side of the coin, or other, you know, whatever. So it's like, well, I'm not necessarily tied to this. It's like, I can argue for this other side, okay? You also have what's in relationships. It can be, you know, it's, again, it can be the blessing or the curse in some relationships. On the high side, you know, you're really progressive. You can relate to anybody on your level, and it makes you really well-liked and sociable. And on that flip side, again, it's that fear of commitment. Sometimes can be so much so that you can attract people who are not able to commit, or you attract unusual situations, you know, that kind of stuff. And sometimes you don't have the peace of a really deep connection with somebody. Obviously, you know, there's going to be times you can have emotional loss in your life, you know, regardless of the avoidance. But really, this is where the free will comes in. You know, your attitude and values is how you apply it. You know, so it's like, you know, you can apply it either direction.
Okay,
let's see. In truth, it's like, you know, in a lot of ways, it's like you're deeply afraid that any relationship is going to deprive you of freedom. You know, it's like, I can relate to this. I'm a five of spades, and it's like, and I can see this. And like, people who I've met are fives, you know, it's like, five people do. We, you know, we're the wanderers, we're the, you know, like, people like to do stuff, and it's like, you know, you like the idea of a relationship. It's really nice, because it's nice to hold hands with somebody or cuddle, you know, but at the same time, it's like going, if I actually tie down to this person, it's like, they're like an anchor, and I'm going to have to drag them like the ball and chain through, you know, whatever. It's like, and that not necessarily is the truth all the time. See, you have a tendency to be a private person. It's called, you know, kind of playing your cards close to your chest, if you will. And there's a lot of freedom of being a single person, you know, because really you don't have to consult with people. If you want to paint the walls purple, you can, you know. A lot of advantages to being able to do your own thing without having a spouse come home and go, oh my God, what did you do today? You know. So anyway, that's kind of long and short of it, but definitely please, you know, call back on Pamela's day and see what, you know, or either Jethro and Janine are going to be on tomorrow at, it's either 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock Eastern, and it's like, and if you just call the same number, that's 773-897-6461, they walk up and tell you, you know, your show is going to be on so many hours, so you kind of look to watch it, okay. So I know that's going to be on, and then Tuesday. Pamela is on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. And like I say, Jethro gets messages, Alan does, and Pamela also gets messages. So, and interestingly enough, they have, I'll say, different voices, because sometimes I've heard people, you know, ask the same question to each one of them, and go with my messages. Like, Jethro will give something, you know, from Uncle Chester or somebody, and Pamela gets one from Aunt Grace. You know, so they definitely have different, you know, different flavors in the ice cream shop that they talk to. So just, you know, be aware of that.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That was interesting.
All right. Okay, well, thank you, too. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's see here. And thank you, guys, and for being here today and playing along with us. It's like, I know we're off the air, but hopefully it looks like our chat room. I'm going to say hello. All right. And just remember to call us the announcement there is like, you know, make sure you check out www.psychicsonwild.com, psychicsonewild.com, and that is a whole page of, like, you know, all of our readers, how to contact people have been on the show, and, of course, archives. It's like, make sure you check out our archives, and, you know, we've got a lot of stuff in there, both archives for this show, and we got a lot of classes and stuff over on the Spiritual Learning Connection. So we will see you guys again, and have an awesome one.